Lord, we just pray that you'll help us this afternoon.
主啊，我们就祷告今天下午您帮助我们。
You've been good to us this morning. You've taught us from your word. We're thankful.
您今天早晨呢对我们很好，就是说也教导了我们您的话，我们非常感恩。
You've given us a good lunch, and we're thankful for that.
您赐给我们这样的美好的午餐，我们也感谢。
Now, Lord, we pray that you'll bless us as we come back to some of these technical things that we might learn the truth of God from them as well.
记住啊，我们也祈求您的帮助，我们当中这些技术的细节的时候呢，所以这样呢，我们可以学到那神的真理。So
we pray then, Lord, that you will bless each one who's here and others who might join, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们就祷告呢，你会赐福给我们在座的每一个，还有那些将要来的，哎，有可能来的，我们现在感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. So, hardly know where to go next. Probably leave your finger in Exodus 30 because we're coming back, but turn back to Exodus
19.这个呢，就是很难知道从哪里开始。那么有可能就是大家呢把手指放在30章那里，然后呢，我们再翻到第19章出埃及记。
In Exodus 19, the children of Israel are at the base of Mount Sinai.
在那个就是出埃及第19章里，以色列的孩子们在西奈山的山脚下。
And they've come to Mount Sinai. Moses has gone up the mountain, and he has been told what to tell these people.
因为他们来到这里呢，摩西呢上了山，摩西上了山呢，他被告知呢，要对那些人民说些什么。
And so he says to them, I'm just trying to find the precise words now. And I haven't found them.
Verse 3.
Yes, he's speaking to Moses, and he's saying to Moses, we're going to pick up the story in verse 4.
他在摩西说，我们要从这故事从第四节开始读。
He says, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians.
他说你，我向埃及所行事，你们都看见了。
And frankly, that was pretty amazing.
坦率说，这个非常的神奇。
Those 10 plagues, unprecedented in the world in the past or since then, amazing 10 plagues to deliver them.
因为里面他们都看到了，他没出现的时候呢，在埃及呢降下了十灾来拯救他们。
And then he says, and how I bore you on eagle's wings.
然后来说呢，你们看见我如何将你们背在鹰的翅膀上。
How did he carry them?
他怎样背他们呢？
He carried them on eagle's wings.
他们把他们背在鹰的翅膀上。
Now, I probably told you this story before, but I'm going to tell you again.
因为有可能跟大家以前讲过这个故事，我再讲一遍。
How does an eagle get the eagle chicks to fly?
那个就是说是鹰怎样教那个小鹰飞了。
He gets them to the edge of the nest.
把他们呢推到那个草的边沿上。
And then she pushes them over.
然后那个母鹰呢就把它往外推。
And the eagle starts to fly, the eaglet starts to fly down.
小鹰呢就开始往下掉的时候就像这样飞，乱飞。
And before the eaglet hits the ground, the mother eagle comes down underneath them and catches them and carries them back up to the nest.
因为在那个小鹰要落地的时候，那个母鹰呢就下来，在它快落地之前呢，接住它，然后把它背上来，放回巢里。
And the little eaglet says, that was scary.
那个小鹰说，太可怕了。
But it was kind of fun.
很好玩。
And then the mother pushes it over again.
然后那个母鹰再把它往外推。
And down the bird goes, and this time beginning to, and then the mother catches it, and up it goes to the nest again.
然后这一次呢，它就又 南非也学会了，那个母鹰再下来呢，又把它飞到那个巢里去了。
Now that's the way the Lord carried the children of Israel from Egypt into the Sinai Desert.
这就是那个主把以色列人呢，从埃及呢飞到那个西奈山下的这个样子。
He made sure they got there, but there were some scary moments along the way in which they were learning to trust him.
这个里面呢，把他们呢，带到那里，在一路上呢，有些东西呢有点可怕的事，但是在这个时候呢，他们会学会怎样相信主。
And then verse 4 gives us the third reason for what God was doing.
第四节呢，给了第三个原因，为什么神要这么做。
He said, I brought you to myself.
他说呢，我把你们带来归我。
Now think about that.
你想一想。
Here are all these people in Egypt.
你呢，在那个埃及有这么多人。
God says, I don't want you to be in Egypt. I want to bring you to myself.
因为神说呢，我不想让你们待在埃及，我要把你们带来归我。
And you can hardly think of a more wonderful purpose and promise. I want to bring you to myself.
你再想不到比这更那个奇妙的应许。我要把你们带来归我。
Why do we go to heaven?
我们为什么要去天堂呢？
Because God wants to bring us to himself.
因为神呢，想要把我们带到他那里去。
And I sit back and I say, you want me?
我坐下一想，我说你想要我。
You want to bring me to yourself?
你想把我带来归你。
It's absolutely overwhelmingly profound.
因为是绝对让压倒性的并且深刻的。
The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
神呢就是神的儿子爱我为我呢舍己。
Why all this tabernacle in the wilderness?
为什么有这么多的帐幕在旷野里呢？
Why all these articles of furniture?
为什么这些那个家具和那些艺术品呢？
And the answer is so that we can be with him, so that we can understand him and enjoy being with him, with himself.
就这样呢，我们就理解他，我们可以和他同在，可以去享受他。
So back to chapter 30.
回到第三十章。
And verse 1, we did this last week. It says, you shall make an altar to burn incense on.
因为我们上个星期读到这个第一节说呢，你要用皂荚木做一座烧香的坛。
So we've got Roy to give us a picture now of what this altar looks like.
因为我现在给大家看一下这个就是烧香的坛像什么样子。
Okay, back to the one you had just before. No, the one before that. That's it. That is the picture of the altar of incense.
这就是那个画面，关于那个烧香的坛。
And frankly, I don't think it's a very good picture.
坦率说呢，我认为这个不是个很好的图片。
There's two arms there.
有两个那样的就是杠。
The first arm is on the outside.
一个呢就是这个臂在外面。
The second arm is also on the outside.
第二个呢也是朝外。
But it looks like it's partly on the inside.
现在看呢好像里面有。
So I think that's an artist's conception, and frankly, there is no such thing as this middle arm running up the left side.
因为就是这个可能是个艺术品，但是它好像里面呢应该没有那样一个地方。
But you've got an idea. It's 18 inches by 18 inches by 36 inches high.
因为就是说你有这样的一个主意，就是18英寸高，18英寸宽，还有36英寸长。
It's a an altar of incense because they burned incense on it every morning and every evening, and frankly, it smelled really good.
因为呢，称之为烧香的坛，因为每天早上呢和晚上呢，他们都会烧香，坛吃的时候呢，闻起来很香。It
always smelled really good.
总是闻起来非常好闻。The
priests were preparing the incense and burning the incense every morning and every evening.
因为那个祭司呢，他会准备那个香，每天早晨、每天傍晚把那个香带来。
So it always smelled good in there. It smelled good from the point of view of God. He was happy.
因为那是总是闻起来很香，对神来说呢，闻起来也很香，所以他很高兴。
But it smelled good from the point of view of the people as well. They were happy.
因为就是闻起来好香，对人来说呢，也是，他们也很高兴。
Okay, just remember, heaven is a wonderful place, and among other things, it even smells good in heaven.
所以大家记得，就是天堂呢，是一个奇妙的地方，甚至在那里呢，都很香。
All right, so this is a, excuse me, this is a physical description of what was there. What is the meaning of it all?
这是物理的那个解释在那里，那么这个到底意义是什么呢？
And so I want you to turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 8.
你大家翻到启示录第八章。
Revelation chapter 8.
启示录第八章。
And we're going to read a couple of verses.
我们要读一两节经文。
And that's not the verse that I want. Let me just see if I can find what my error is. I want to find the altar of incense in Revelation. That's right, it's verse 4. Thank you, whoever mumbled that. You did the right thing.
感谢这是第四节是谁。
All right, so verse 3. Sherry, welcome. Revelation 8 and 3.
谢谢呢，谢谢欢迎您。启示录第八章第三节。
Verse 3 says, then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar.
就是另外有一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边。
And he was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which is before the throne.
这个有许多香给他，要和所有的圣徒的祷告一同献在宝座的金坛上。
And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand.
那香的烟和圣徒的祷告从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
All right, so the question is, what do we know about the incense?
现在问题是我们对那个香了解多少？
It is associated with the prayers of the saints.
它跟那个圣徒们的祷告呢联系在一起。
Now that's very interesting.
这个呢非常重要，非常有意思。
Does the incense smell good?
香闻起来香吗？
Would the prayers of the saints smell good to God?
所以呢，圣徒们的祷告对神来说呢，闻起来很香吗？
When you pray, what does God think?
那你祷告的时候，神在想什么？
He says, that's my son praying.
那是我的儿子在祷告。
That's my daughter praying.
那是我的女儿在祷告。
It smells really good.
闻起来很好闻。
God says, I like it when my son and my daughter pray to me.
所以呢，神说，那我喜欢当我的儿子、我的女儿向我祷告的时候。
And their prayers rise like incense, going up to the nostrils of God, who says, I love my son, I love my daughter, I'm going to answer their prayers.
因为他们的祷告呢，就像那个香的那个烟呢，就是升上去，升到天上呢，进到神的鼻孔里。神说呢，我爱我的儿子，我爱我的女儿，我要回应他们的祷告。
All right, so back now to Psalm 141. We're moving around. Psalm 141.
原来的诗篇141篇，我们在一直的就到处看。
Psalm 141, and we're going to read one verse together.
诗篇141篇，我们要读一节经文。
It says, verse 2, or verse 1, Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you.
一节说呢，耶和华呀，我曾求告你，快快临到我这里，我求告你的时候，愿你留心听我的声音。
Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands of the evening sacrifice.
又接着呢，愿我的祷告如香陈列在你面前，愿我举着手如献晚祭。
What did the psalmist say? He said, "My prayers are like incense. God, would you accept them, please? You accept the incense. You please accept my prayers."
这个诗人是怎么说的呢？他神呐，我的祷告呢，就像香一样，香一样呢，你接受那个香，那么求您呢，接受我的祷告。
All right, one other verse now, and that's in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1.
另外一节经文在路加福音，路加福音第一章。
Now you'll remember the story of Luke chapter 1.
大家也记得那个路加福音一章的故事。
There was a man by the name of Zechariah.
这里有个人呢，他的名字叫撒加利亚。
He was a priest.
他是个祭司。
He had a lovely wife by the name of Elizabeth.
他呢有一个可爱的妻子，名字叫伊丽莎白。
They were kind of old and they had no children.
所以他们呢就是一直都没孩子。
And he, being a priest, he went into the temple to pray and to do the work of the priest.
因为他是个祭司呢，他呢去到圣殿去祷告，去做祭司的工作。
So, we'll pick up verse 7. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren and they were both well advanced in years.
所以我们从第七节开始读，只是他们没有孩子，因为伊丽莎白不生育，两个人又年纪老迈了。
So it was that while Zacharias was serving as priest before God in the order of his division.
撒加利亚安班次在神的面前供祭司的职分。
According to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord.
也就是说，到祭司的职分的规矩，抽签得进主殿烧香。
Verse 10, and the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense.
其实就说烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告。
So what's happening?
发生了什么？
And to summarize it all, every morning and every evening, incense was to be offered.
所以呢，我们总结一下，就是说是每天早上和每天傍晚呢，都在那个烧香。
The incense was never to go out. It would be burned every morning, every evening, and it always smelled great.
所以那个香呢，它永远呢不熄灭，它每天早上呢，每天傍晚呢都会继续点，所以闻起来非常香。
At the same time, there was the lighting of the lamps.
所以在那同样的时候呢，那个灯台要点亮。
Every morning and every evening, the lamps were checked in the lampstand to make sure that the lights were always on in there.
因为每天早上、每天傍晚呢，他们那个就是管那个灯台的要去检查，确保那个灯台一直亮着。
But what was associated with incense?
那么那香和那个什么有关系了？
prayer.
祷告。
And so while Zechariah was in the temple, lighting the lamps and tending the lamps and the incense outside, what were the people doing?
因为当那个撒加利亚他在圣殿里，就是点亮的灯台，就烧香的时候，外面的人们在做什么呢？
They were praying.
在祷告。
So every morning and every evening we had the hours of prayer.
因为每天的早上，每天的傍晚呢，我们有这样的一个祷告的时间。
The hour of prayer in the morning was 9 o'clock in the morning.
所以早上的祷告时间呢是上午的九点钟。
The hour of prayer in the afternoon was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
下午的那个祷告的时间呢是下午三点。
The people were outside.
在那个外面的那些人呢
？The priest was on the inside.
那些就是祭司在里面。
He was offering the incense.
他呢就是在烧香。
And the people on the outside were offering prayer.
因为在外面的那些人呢在祷告。
And the prayer went up with the incense to the Father in heaven.
因为那个祷告呢和香呢一起呢上到天堂去到父神那里。
Is that important?
这个重要吗？
Oh yeah.
是。
When was the Lord Jesus Christ crucified?
主耶稣基督是什么时候被钉十字架的？
At 9 o'clock in the morning.
早上九点钟。
At the hour of prayer.
就是祷告的那个时间。
When did he die?
他什么时候死的？
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
下午三点。
At the hour of prayer.
那祷告的时间是什么？
Well, what do you know about that?
你对这个了解多少呢？
That's pretty interesting.
这非常有意思。
There was great revival after the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven. And in particular, Peter and John were walking down the street. They saw the man at the beautiful gate and they healed him of his paralysis.
在这个里面主耶稣基督去到天堂以后那有一个极大的复兴。当时呢你们记得呢彼得和约翰呢他去到美门那里时候呢治愈了一个叫瘫子。
What time did that take place?
那个发生的时候在什么时候？
3 o'clock in the afternoon at the hour of prayer.
下午的三点钟在祷告的时间。
So all the people were outside, they were praying, the priest in the temple was offering his prayer, and Peter and John were healing this lame man, and revival broke out, and thousands became Christians that day.
因为里面呢就是所有的百姓呢都在外面祷告那祭司在里面烧香这个时候呢彼得和约翰呢治好了这个瘸子这里呢当时有成千的基督徒们
Was the altar of incense important?
所以呢香坛是重要的吗
And the answer is yes
答案是
Very delightfully very very important
令人欣慰的非常非常重要
All right, back then to Exodus chapter 30, and we'll keep reading.
我们来到出埃及记的第三十章，继续来读。
And I guess, I guess we should start reading. So Exodus chapter 30, and we'll start reading at verse number 11.
现在我们要继续来读，来读呢《出埃及记》第三十章，我们要从第十一节开始读。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "When you take the census of the children of Israel for their number, then every man shall give a ransom for himself to the Lord. When you number them, that there may be no plague among them when you number them."
第十一节说呢，耶和华告诉摩西说呢。你要按以色列孩子们被数的计算总数你数的时候呢他们个人要为自己的捆把赎价奉献给耶和华免得数的时候在他们中间有殃灾
Now, the actual numbering of the people of Israel is not a common activity.
因为在以色列的人中呢做统计并不是一个经常的活动。
It doesn't really matter how many there are. God's got that under his control.
因为这个他们呢到底有多少人这个并不重要因为神呢他 他在控制一切。
Does it matter how many are in your particular sphere of activity or influence?
因为这个就是说是你在你自己的那样的一些活动中产生的影响重要吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是不是。
God is in charge of the numbers.
神在呢就是管那个数字。
Now in particular, I have a hard time with that.
你坦率说呢，我在这个里面呢，我很难理解。
Because by nature, I'm a counter.
所以呢，就是说我呢，就是按照自然的属性，我是个喜欢数数。And
you know what? The more I count, the more discouraged I get.
你知道吗？我数人数的时候数的越多，我就越灰心。And
the Lord says, Harold, don't you bother counting. I'll look after that. You preach the word. You do the work of God. You don't have to count whether it's working or not. How would you know whether it's working or not?
这个里面的主说，哈尔呢，你不要去数人数，你就那传福音就行了。那么说呢，你怎么知道这个事情有效呢？你怎么知道数完的这些东西呢？它是可以的，我在控制一切，你传福音就行了。So
don't run around counting. And don't run around judging. The easiest thing is to count people and then judge them and say, this one's really good, this one's only half good, this one. Shame on you for doing that.
其实里面就是通常呢，你去数人数的时候呢，你就开始会论断，你说这个呢，这个人数非常好，这个呢可能只有一半好，这个哎呀，应该感到羞愧。But
periodically, the people had to be counted, and God says, "All right, when you count them, this is what they have to do."
隔一段时间呢，必须呢统计人口。那么神说呢，当你统计人口的时候，你要这样做。Verse
12 again. Every man shall give a ransom for himself to the Lord.
现在第十二节再次，他们个人要为自己的魂把赎价奉献给耶和华。When
the people are counted, all the men have got to give a particular amount of money to the Lord.
也就是当他们统计人口的时候呢，每个人呢都要把特定的一部分钱献给耶和华。Verse
13, this is what everyone among those who are numbered shall give, half a shekel. According to the shekel of the sanctuary, a shekel is 20 gerahs, the half shekel shall be an offering to the Lord.
第十三节说呢，凡过去归那些被数之人的，每人要按圣所的秤拿银子半舍克勒。 这半舍克勒呢是奉献给耶和华的礼物，一舍克勒是二十吉拉。So
if anyone was going to be in the number, he had to give something to get in the number. You just don't automatically get in. There has to be a qualification for you to get in.
所以这个里面呢，但是如果一个人呢，他要被数进去，数进去呢，他必须呢给出他一定的那个奉献。那么说呢，就是不是每个人都可以被数进去的，被数进去的人是要有资格的。Everyone
included, among those who are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering to the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. When you give an offering to the Lord to make atonement for yourselves.
第十五节说呢，你们，他们要给耶和华奉献，富足的不可多出，贫穷的也不可少出，个人要出半舍克勒作为你们的赎罪祭。So
if they were going to be included in the number, they had to give something.
所以他们如果被包括在那个人数里面呢，他们必须呢，哎，献出一些什么。
A half a shekel wasn't very much.
所以半舍克勒呢，并不是太多的钱。
But the poor were supposed to give it, even if they were very poor.
但是呢，贫穷的人呢，就算他们再穷呢，他们也要拿出来。
And the rich would have to give the same amount, regardless of how rich they were.
因为那个富有的人呢，也必须给半舍克勒，不管他多富足。
So it's a statement of our thankfulness to the Lord and His goodness to us and the fact that we are all equal in His sight.
这个呢，就是这是一个表达，表达呢感谢主那对他们所有的美善。那么说呢，在这个呢表示我们在神面前呢都是平等的。
And you shall take the atonement money of the children. This is verse 16 of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord to make atonement for yourselves.
第十六节说，那你要从以色列孩子们收这赎罪的钱，作为会幕使用，可以在耶和华面前为以色列的孩子们做纪念，作为你们魂的赎罪祭。
So they all had to give something. They all had to give the same amount. And we, in our day, we say, Lord, thank you for saving me. And I'm glad that I'm your child. I'm glad that I'm in your assembly. And Lord, I'm prepared to give what everybody else is going to give. I'm going to give a little to you.
其实里面的他们所有的人呢都是必须给出一点东西，但是他们给献出的都是一样的。所以对我们今天来说呢，我们说主啊，我们感谢您呢赦了我的罪，感谢您爱我，所以呢我在我的那个教会里我也要奉献，跟其他人奉献差不多的。
So what would you do if you were really poor and you couldn't afford it?
因为那么说，如果你真的很穷，你呢拿不出来，那你怎么办
？And so you may remember the story in the New Testament when Peter came or somebody came to Peter, I guess, and said, "Does your master pay tax?"
因为你们大家呢也可能记得，在新约里呢，就是有些人呢来到那个彼得那里，他说：“彼得，你的主人付税吗
？”And the Lord said.Yes, we pay tax.
你主说是的，我们要付税的。
The Lord says, I don't really have to pay tax because you see, the tax is payable to God. I am God. I don't need to pay tax to myself. I'm free. Everybody else has to pay tax, but not me.
你主意思就是本来可以说呢，就是说是我呢就是不用去付税，因为税是都是付给神的。我自己就是神，所以呢，每个人都必须付税，但是我却可以不付。
And so Peter recognized he had the need to pay the tax, and the Lord said to him, Peter, if you go down to the ocean and you put a line in the water, you bring up a fish, it'll have a shekel in its mouth. That's enough for you and for me. You take that, you pay the tax for us.
因为彼得意识到他要去付税，他就不是他就去问主，主说呢，彼得，你到那个河边去呢，你把那个钓鱼的线扔下去，你这里会钓个一颗鱼，钓了一条鱼上了以后呢，他嘴里含着一舍客勒，所以这个时候呢，这个钱呢，足够付你和我的税了。
So, I think it's an amazing story. Peter was a fisherman.
因为这个故事很神奇，因为彼得是个渔民。
How many fish do you think Peter had caught in his lifetime?
您认为在那个彼得的他的人生里，他钓了多少条鱼
？Somebody give me a number.
大家给我一个数字。
How many fish had he caught in his lifetime?
在他的人生里面，他捕了多少鱼
？Well, none of you are prepared to suggest.Let's say, for sake of argument, let's say 10,000.
我们这么说，大概是十万。
He caught a lot of fish.
一万，对，他捕了很多鱼。
I may have caught 10 fish in my lifetime.
在我一生中呢，我可能钓过十条鱼。
But the question is, of those 10,000 fish that he caught before this, how many had money in its mouth?
今天的问题是呢，在他捕的那一万条鱼中间，有多少条鱼口里有钱呢
？Zero，
一个都没有。
Okay, have you ever caught fish with money in his mouth？
你有没有钓到一条鱼嘴里有钱呢
？It's absolutely ludicrous。
这个完全是荒谬。
Where did these people get the money if they really needed the money and they were broke？
因为这些人呢，当他们呢需要钱的时候，当他们已经破产了。他们从哪里得到钱呢
？God would give them the money.
神会给他们钱的。
Okay, to be part of the family of God, make sure you're numbered. When the number is there, make sure your name's down.
因为作为神的家庭里，要确保你被数进来。在数的时候呢，确保你的名字在上面。
The hymn writer says, is my name written there?
就是那个赞美诗的作者说是我的名字有没有写在那里？
In the words bright and clear.
在那个就是非常的明亮清晰的那个诗歌。
In the books of thy kingdom, is my name written there?
就在那个就是您的王国里的那个书上，我的名字是不是写在上面？
You don't get paid, you don't have to pay to become a Christian.
你不用付钱才能成为一个基督徒。
But sometimes it's a little, you got to pay a little just to be with the Christians at the right time. Not easy always to be there. Not always easy to be numbered. And if you got to pay a little, that's all right.
但是你有时候呢，你必须呢付一点，那就是把你和那些基督徒们在一起。当那个时候呢，就是说是你要被手术的时候，你应该被算在里面。所以呢，你付一点点，这个是没有什么问题的。
All of which I think teaches, among many other things, that it's a great privilege to be numbered with the people of God. Make sure that your number's there. Make sure everybody knows.
这个里面呢，就是所有这些，除了其他的事情以外的，告诉我们呢，就是说是有个很大的意义。当那个数数的时候呢，你要被数进去，你要确保呢，你在那个数字的在那个名单上，你要确保呢，别人都知道你在那个名单上。
Verse 16, and you shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord to make atonement for yourselves.
这个里面第十六节说，你要从以色列孩子们收这赎罪的钱，作为会幕使用，可以在耶和华面前为以色列的孩子们做纪念，做你们的赎罪祭。
So what do you think Moses is thinking all of this time?
因为在这个时候呢，摩西他在想什么？
Well, I think that if this had been my boss and me, I would have said, okay, boss, that's enough. I've taken lots of notes. I'll go now.
有人认为呢，这个呢，就是说是我，是我的老板。我说老板啦，你说了这么多，差不多了，我已经写了足够多的那个笔记了，所以呢，我要走了。
God says, hang on, Moses, there's more.
所以呢，神说摩西，那你等一下还有嘞。
Remember now, the God of heaven is calling these people to himself.
现在记住神呢，呼召这些人呢，到他这里来。
That is a big deal.
这是个大事。
And so you can come just as you are.
所以呢，你可以像按照你自己本来的面目来。
But when you become a Christian, you're not entitled to stay just as you were.
现在当你成为一个基督徒呢，以后呢，你就不再会说是停留在你以前的老样子。
You come just as you are, and then the Lord says, welcome. Now, this is what I want you to do so that you can be in full fellowship with me.
因为你们你可以按照你本来的样子来，所以你来了以后，神说呢，这是你要做的事情，所以你做了以后呢，这样你就跟我有亲密的关系了。
How long did it take them to get out of Egypt?
他们呢，从埃及出来花了多长时间？
Well, basically one day.
基本上说一天。
How long did it take them to get into the fellowship of the Lord, who said, I want you to come to me, I want you to build this tabernacle? How long did that take?
这个里面呢，这个花了多长时间呢？他呢，就是来到那个神面前，神说：“我把你们带来，要你和我有亲密的关系，我要你们建造会幕。”这个花了多长时间呢？
A year.
一年。
Don't be surprised. Having trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if it's going to take a little while for you to get to know God, to be prepared for Him to get to know you, you come just as you are, but you don't stay just as you were. You change, you follow Him, you get to know Him. And then as you do that, you will be drawn closer and closer to Himself. That's what He wants.
所以说你成了基督徒以后呢，你不要感到惊奇，因为呢，你要花一点时间呢去认识神，神也要花一点时间来认识你，就是你可以按照你本来的样子来，但是你不要停留在你的老样子。你来了以后呢，你要做的改变，你要改变以后呢，然后呢，就是按照神要你去做的去做。
All right, verse 17. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, You shall also make a laver of bronze, with its base also of bronze for washing. You shall put it between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it.
第十七节、第十八节、第十七节，耶和华告诉摩西说：“你要用铜做洗漱盆和盆座，以便清洗；要将盆放在会幕的坛的中间，在盆里盛水。”
Verse 19, For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in water from it when they go into the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister. To burn an offering made by fire to the Lord, they shall wash with water, lest they die.
第十九节、第二十节说呢，就是说亚伦和他的众子要在这盆里洗手洗脚，他们进会幕或是靠近坛前俯视，向耶和华献火祭的时候，必用水清洗，免得死亡。
All right, so Roy, can we see that picture of the basic tabernacle outline that we looked at earlier?
我们来看一下，就是说刚才看过的那个图片啊。
Very good. So, what have we got here?
因为我们这里有什么呢？
Let me just describe it for you. At the back of that picture, underneath the pillar of cloud, is where the Ark of the Covenant was. That is where God said He would dwell. And He was there in the ark with the law and above the law the mercy seat.
因为我来解释一下，在这个后面这个冒烟的地方呢，下面呢就是约柜的地方。约柜呢，就是人他自己在那里面的，然后呢，就是在那个约柜里还带着那个十诫的法版。
All right, and then out in the front, you've got the gate. At the far, the lower left-hand side, you've got the gate.
然后呢，在下面呢，你呢有这个大门。
And then you've got the altar of burnt offering with the big fire in the center.
然后你在这个中间呢，
That's right.
有个祭坛呢，上面在烧火。
And then you've got the laver, just outside the gate to the holy place.
然后在这个圣所外面呢，你有人呢在这里工作。
All right, and when you get into that holy place, you would find the table of showbread on the right, the candlestick on the left, and ahead of them, just outside the veil, to the holy place, to the most holy place, you would find the altar of incense.
这个里面的意思是你在这个帘子里面呢，你进去了，右手边有陈设饼和陈设饼桌，在左边呢有那个灯台，灯台里你如果里面再进一个帘子进去呢，就是那个至圣所，在至圣所那个帘子前面呢有那个烧香的那个坛。
All right, so it is between the altar and the tabernacle, and it's a place for Aaron and his sons. The priests who would go into the holy place would wash their hands and their feet before they went in.
你在这个呢，就是说是烧的这个坛祭坛这里和这个帘子之间呢，有一个那个盆里有水，亚伦和他的众子进去之前呢，他们要洗手洗脚。
So verse 21 now says, So they shall wash their hands and their feet lest they die, and it shall be a statute forever to them, to him and his descendants throughout their generations.
第二十一节说呢，他们洗手洗脚就免得死亡，这样做亚伦和他的后裔世世代代永远的定例。
All of which is a picture.
所以这些都是一个画面。
That picture says that if we're going into the service of the Lord, we've got to come through the gate.
这个画面说呢，如果我们要进去服侍主呢，我们要先进大门。
And then we accept the offering that was made for us on the main altar.
因为我们要把我们的献的祭物呢放在那个就是祭坛上，
And then we wash our hands and our feet.
然后我们洗手洗脚，
And then we go into God.
然后我们来到神这里。
Now, if the Lord Jesus Christ has saved you, it's because he shed his blood as it was pictured on the altar of sacrifice.
今天如果主耶稣基督已经拯救了你，他呢留下来的宝血，那就是说是在那个祭坛上献祭的一个画面。
Why then do you have to wash your hands and your feet before you go into the tabernacle?
那为什么你进入会幕之前呢还要洗手洗脚呢？
Well, you became a Christian way back there or yesterday.
因为你在很久之前你就成为基督徒，或者昨天你成为基督徒。
But what's happened since then?
那从那以后发生了什么呢？
Well, you may be gone somewhere you shouldn't go.
你有可能去了你不该去的地方。
And maybe you did something you shouldn't do.
Maybe, 也许你做了一些不该做的事。
And so before you go in, you just make a quick prayer and you say, Lord, forgive me. Shouldn't have done that.
因为在你进去之前呢，你要很快做一个祷告，你说主啊，饶恕我吧，我不该做那。
Shouldn't have gone there.
所以我不该去那里。
You say, Lord, please forgive me, please help me.
你说主啊，求您呢，就是饶恕我，帮助我。
And then you go into the tabernacle.
然后你进到会幕里。
That's a good thing. How often does the Christian pray confessing his sins?
这是件好事，基督徒应该多经常祷告认罪呢。
Often.
要经常。
Lord forgive me, Lord forgive me, Lord forgive me.Probably should be the most frequent prayer that you pray. Say, Lord, I did it again. Lord, would you help me, please?
嗯，主啊，饶恕我，主啊，饶恕我，主啊，饶恕我。这就是因为你祷告经常所说的，就是主啊，我又犯了，所以呢，求您呢，帮助我，饶恕我。
How often does the little child say, "I'm sorry, mommy"?
因为一个小孩多经常说呢，妈妈，对不起呢。
If the answer is not very often,Mommy's got a big problem.
如果孩子不经常那么说的话呢，妈妈呢有大问题了。
I don't think I could handle a child that wasn't able to say I'm sorry.
所以呢，我认为呢，就是说我管不了那样的孩子，他不会说对不起。
All right, but the next is the anointing oil.
所以呢，下一个呢就是膏。
You say, this God has invited me to himself.But frankly, he's a pretty demanding God.
你说呢，这个神呢是呢把我呢带到这个神的坦率的说呢，这个神呢他要求太多了。
Does that surprise you?
这个对你呢感到惊奇吗？
Well, of course not. He's God, and you're not.
当然呢不会呢，因为
of course he's particular.
你当然不是呢，因为他是神，你不是神，他所以他是特别的。
And I've been told repeatedly that if you were to go to visit the queen or even the king today,
因为我一直呢就告诉大家，如果你去见女王，就像今天呢你去见王
，you'd get a little note in the mail that says when you come, this is what you're supposed to wear.This is what you're supposed to have done. This is what you're supposed to do when you get there.
因为当你在那个信箱里得到一封信件的时候，说当你来的时候呢，这就是你应该穿什么，你应该去做些什么事情。到你到达的时候呢，你要做些什么事。
And some people don't always do what they should on those occasions.
因为在那些情况下呢，有些人呢，他并不经常去做他们应该做的事情。
One of them was our own prime minister.
其中一个呢是我们的那个总理。
And he didn't behave himself properly. And frankly, I've been ashamed of him ever since.
其实他的行为呢并不恰当，所以呢，坦率地说呢，我一直为他感到羞愧。
All right, verse 22. It says, Moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses again, saying,
因为62节，此外，耶和华告诉摩西说。
Also take for yourselves quality spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much sweet-smelling cinnamon, 250 shekels, 250 shekels of sweet smelling cane, 500 shekels of cassia, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of olive oil.
23.24节，23节说你要取上品的香料，就是纯净的末药500舍克勒，香肉桂一半，就是250舍克勒，菖蒲250舍克勒，桂皮500舍克勒，都按着圣所的瓶，就取橄榄油一心。
And you shall, verse 25, make you from these a holy anointing oil.
第六十五节说呢，按做香之法调和成圣膏油。
It's a holy oil that is specially made, and it is made to anoint those things that God wants anointed in His presence.
所以这个里面就是是特别的油，特别的圣膏油，按照特别的方法调成的这些特别的圣膏油呢，就是说是去膏那些在神面前他想要去膏的东西。
Verse 25, it shall be an ointment compounded according to the art of the perfumer, or the, I can't remember the other word for it, it shall be a holy anointing oil.
第二五节说呢，按照做香之法调和成圣膏油，这是圣膏油。
With it you shall anoint the tabernacle of meeting and the ark of the testimony.
第二六节要用这膏油抹会幕和见证柜。
What should be anointing with all this? The tabernacle, the ark of the testimony, verse 27, the table and its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the laver and its base.
其他的和这些就是说是会幕还有法柜要一起高的是什么呢？第二七节说桌子与它的一切器具，灯台和它的器具，并香坛、燔祭坛和坛的一切器具、洗漱盆和盆座。
Each of these shall be anointed. That was a lot of oil. You had to anoint all the items and all the utensils associated with the items. If it's going to be in the service of God, it had to be anointed.
所以这些东西都是有很多东西呢，要去膏油，那你必须要有很多的膏油，因为这些所有的这些器具和这些器具相关的这些附件呢，你都要用油去膏油去抹它，因为这个是要在神的面前服侍神的。
You shall sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy.
第二九节要使这些物成圣好。好成为至圣，凡挨着的都成为圣。
Verse 30, and you shall anoint Aaron and his sons and sanctify them that they may minister to me as priests.
第三节要高亚伦和他的众子，使他们成为圣，可以供我祭司的职分。
So nothing could be used in the service of God unless it had been anointed with this special anointing oil.
没任何的东西呢可以在神面前呢去使用，除非呢这些东西呢都用特别的膏油膏过了。
And then the opposite is also true, verse 31. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, This shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generations. It shall not be poured on men's flesh, nor shall you make any other like it. According to its composition, it is holy, and it shall be holy to you.
所以呢，反之这个也成立。在第三十一节说呢，你要对以色列的孩子们说，那这油我要世世代代为圣膏油，不可倒在别人的身上，也不可按这调和之法做与此相似的。这膏油是圣的，你们也要以它为圣。
So, I'm not familiar with all these items in it. Do you think this anointing oil probably smelled pretty good?
因为我的这些呢就是东西的细节都不知道，但是呢你认为呢这个油是不是会很香呢？
Yes, I think it was identifiable by its fragrance and by its beauty.
因为就是说我认为是的，因为我已经认知了，因为他的这样的美，这样他的那种做法。
Verse 33, whoever compounds any like it, or whoever puts any of it on an outsider, shall be cut off from his people.
33节，凡调和与此相似的，会将这膏膏在外人身上，这人要从民中剪除。
So what was the anointing oil a picture of?
那膏油的这个画面是什么？
Well, it would be a picture of the Holy Spirit of God, wouldn't it?
就是神的那个圣灵的一个画面，是不是呢？
And no one could do the work of God except the Holy Spirit of God was in him.
因为没有人可以做神的工，除非那圣灵在他里面。
And those things that were devoted to the Spirit of God, they were also, or to God, they were also holy. They should be separated from the other things.
因为那些呢，就是献给神的那些东西呢，他们同样的是圣洁的，他们不要和其他东西呢搞在一起。
And so as you keep on going through this list of these demands, you realize that what God has done is he separated things for himself in order that we don't take him for granted, in order that we don't treat him in a casual way.
这里面呢，这些所有的细节当中，我们知道呢，神呢，把很多东西分别出来为他自己，这样以便我们不会认为我们是自然而然就得到的，也不会让我们的随随便便的去对待。
The work of God is very serious.
神的工作是非常严肃的。
And God basically says, I want the work of God to be done only by those who have the Spirit of God in their lives and are humble enough to obey the Spirit of God.
神说呢，我要那些做我的工的那些人呢。 他只有圣灵在他们里面，他们也足够的谦卑去顺服圣灵。
Whoever, verse 33, puts any of this on an outsider shall be cut off from his people.
33节说，凡调和与此相似的，会将这膏膏在外人身上的，这人要从民中剪除。
There is a difference between the Christian and the non-Christian.
因为在基督徒和非基督徒之间有一个区别。
The Christian is born again.
基督徒呢是重生的。
He's in a different family.
在不同的家里。
How does he get the Spirit of God?
他们怎样得到圣灵呢？
Well, the Spirit of God comes automatically when he trusts the Lord.
因为神的圣灵呢自动的到他身上，当他相信了主。
And if you don't have the Spirit of God, the Bible says you're not one of God's children.
因为就是如果你没有神的圣灵的话，那圣经说，那你不是神的孩子。
So you couldn't take this oil, verse 33, and put it on an outsider, because an outsider doesn't know and doesn't understand.
因为第三圣经说呢，你不能把这膏呢放在外人身上，因为外人身上他们不在里面，他们在外面，他们理解不了。
So, if we had a problem at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel,
就如果我们在第十六这边教会出了问题，
and let's just say that Jonathan wasn't there, and Miriam wasn't there, and Norma wasn't there, and a few others weren't there, who's going to play the piano?
因为我们假设呢，那个Jonathan不在那里， Miriam不在那里， Norma也不在这里， 那么谁呢，弹钢琴呢？
And now there's somebody in the neighborhood who's a really good pianist. They're not Christians, but they're a really good pianist.
但是我们在我们的那个邻居中间呢，有很多的，就是说是非常好的钢琴手。他们呢不是基督徒，但是他们确实非常的熟练的钢琴手。
They're nice people. He or she's a nice person.
因为他们呢是好人。
So you say to them now, if you'd come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel for a meeting, we'd pay you $50 to be our pianist for this meeting.
因为就是说，你跟他说呢，如果你来到我们第十六届福音教会呢，给我们弹钢琴呢，我们每小时付你$50。
And the person says, well, that's really good, but you know, I'm not a Christian, but I'm a nice person, and And you say, that's all right, you come. We'll pay you $50.
原来那个人说，哦，我都不是基督徒，但是我是个好人。你说没事没事，你来吧，我们付你50块钱。
So what comes next?
下一步为什么?
Well, the person who was supposed to come in is told, no, you can't come in. You have not been anointed by the Spirit of God.
因为那个人呢，他来的时候呢，我们说呢，不，你不能进来，因为你还没有被神的圣灵膏。
And what else happens?
那么还会发生什么?
The person who invited that person in is cut off from his people.
因为这个邀请这个人来的那个人要从民中剪除。
Is that serious?
这个严重吗?
That's what it says.
就是这样说的。
Okay. If the Spirit of God isn't there, you're not involved in the work of God.
所以如果神的圣灵不在那里，你呢，不能呢去做神的工。
If you haven't been anointed, you don't get to serve.
你还没有被膏的时候呢，你不能服侍。
Now all of these things who were involved in, which were involved in the service of the people of God, they were anointed.
因为所有这些呢，就是来做神的工去服侍神的人呢，都是已经被膏的。
So who else was anointed in the days of the Old Testament?
就是在旧约里还有什么其他的人被膏过？
Well, the kings were anointed. David was anointed, you'll remember.
国王是被膏的，大卫王被膏的，你们大家都记得。
And the priests were anointed.
祭司也是被膏过的。
And Aaron is going to be anointed soon in Exodus, I believe.
那两人呢，就是说在出埃及记里，我相信呢，稍后会被膏。
And the prophets were anointed.
先知呢也被膏了。
And I think we read that Elijah anointed Elisha to be a prophet.
我们大家也都记得以利亚把以利沙给膏了作为先知。
Now who else was anointed with special oil?
谁被那种特别的膏油膏过?
Jesus Christ.
主耶稣。
You remember the stories, don't you?
大家都记得这样的故事，是不是?
Those lovely women took that most valuable anointing oil and they anointed the Lord Jesus Christ.
那个可爱的女人把那个非常昂贵的那个香油呢，膏了主耶稣基督。
How often was he anointed?
他有多经常被膏?
On three occasions.
三个场合。
Number one, he was anointed prophet.
第一个呢，他被膏作为先知。
In the house of Simon the Pharisee.
在那个西门的一个法利赛人的家里。
I think, I'm not sure. The second time he was anointed was 6 days before he died.
就是我不是很确定，但是呢，就是第二个呢，就是说是他在那个死之前的6天被膏。
And on that occasion he was anointed king.
在那个情况下他被膏作为王。
And then 2 days before he died, he was anointed.
就是他死之前的2天他又被膏了。
And he was anointed priest.
他被那就是高为祭司。
Okay, now on each occasion, especially those last two occasions, how much anointing oil was put on him?
在每一种情况下，特别是在后两种情况下，在他身上的膏油用了多少？
Well, 200 or 300 days wages anointing oil.
200到300。 天的那个工资的价钱的膏油。
Some of you ladies, have you ever gone to buy perfume?
你们中间这些女士们，你们有没有去买过香水？
You get a little bottle of perfume about this big.
有那么小的一瓶的香水。
How much does it cost?
一瓶香水多少钱呢？
I don't do it very often. How much does it cost?
我不经常买，多少钱？
Maybe $20, $30, $40, $50.
一些20, 30, 50块钱。
What if you got enough that it costs you 200 days wages?
因为如果你要得到一瓶，就是花了你两百或300天的工资的那个油呢？
And you poured it all on the Lord Jesus.
你把它都倒在主耶稣基督身上。
Do you think you could smell it if you walked into the house? I probably asked you the question before, but I ask you again. What did the cross smell like when Jesus was on it 2 days later? They made fun of him. They beat him to the point that he was disfigured so that people couldn't recognize him. But nobody had ever smelt so good on a cross before. The fragrance of that lovely man on the cross spread all around for people to see and to enjoy, all of them testifying to the fact that everything in the service of God was anointed, and he also was in the service of God, and he was anointed.
And
you can imagine a stranger walking by and saying, there's men on the cross. I heard Jesus is on the cross. Which one's Jesus? And the answer would be the one that smells so good, that's Jesus. All right, so verse number 34 now, back to Exodus chapter
30.
And the Lord said to Moses, take sweet spices, sakti and onycha and galbanum and pure frankincense. With these sweet spices, there shall be equal amounts of each.
第34节说，耶和华对摩西说：“你要取馨香的香料，就是拿他弗、施洗列、洗利比亚这馨香的香料和浸乳香，各样要一般大的分量。”
You shall make of these an incense, a compound according to the art of the perfumer, perfumer, salted, pure, and holy.
35节，你要按香，按做香之法调和在一起，做成纯净圣洁的香。
And you shall beat of it very fine, and put some of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of meeting where I will meet with you. It shall be most holy to you.
第三人也说，这香要起点捣得几碎，放在会幕内，见证柜前，我要在那里与你相会。你们要以这香为至圣。
But as for the incense which you shall make, you shall not make any for yourselves according to its composition. It shall be holy. It shall be to you holy for the Lord. Whoever makes any like it to smell it, he shall be cut off from his people.
第三十七节，你们不可按这调和之法为自己做香，要以这香为圣，归耶和华。凡做香和这香一样，为要闻香味的，这人要从民中拣出。Don't
pretend in the presence of the Lord.
不要假装你在神的面前。
Don't take that which is intended to bring glory to God and use it to bring glory to yourself.
不要呢，以为呢，就是假装那个是可以把荣耀带给神，就把荣耀带给你自己。
That incense that was offered on the altar of incense, did it smell good?
因为那些在坛上献的那个香，它闻起来香吗？
Yes. Did it smell unique?
是的，它是不是闻起来很独特了？
Yes. Nothing like it.
也是，没有其他东西像这样。
What if someone pretended that they had something like it and it wasn't offered to God? God says, cut that person off from his people.
如果人呢，有些人呢，他 以为他可以呢，把这样的献给神，那样的香为他自己弄，那么怎么办呢？神说要把它剪除。
There are a lot of people today, apparently, who basically say, I'm not a Christian, but the kinds of things Christians do, I do. I'm as good as they are. Everything's fine. I'm not a Christian, but.
原来是呢，就是说很多人呢，他们说呢，我不是基督徒，但是呢，哦，我跟他们是一样的好人。基督徒呢做的事情呢，我同样也可以做，但是。
And so they go through life and they pretend.
所以呢，他们呢在人生中呢，他们总是以为。
Don't pretend. Let God's glories be for God only. Don't take them for yourself. Don't allow any others to take them. Make sure.God's glories are for God alone.
这个里面呢，就是不要那么去自以为是，那么神的那个荣耀呢，归神，就是说是神，不要总觉得那神的荣耀呢，可以给你自己和其他人，所以呢，神的荣耀呢，荣耀只能归神。
Okay, so, is there enough detail here for you?
这里有没有足够的细节呢？
Yeah. How is this tabernacle that Roy has showed us a picture of, how is that going to be built?
这样的一个帐幕，这个会幕呢，要怎样去建造呢？
And Moses could say, frankly, that's a big deal.
摩西说呢，坦率说这是个大事。
Okay, how are you going to make all that?
你怎么把这些都造出来？
So, chapter
31. 所以呢31章。
Verse 1.
一节
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, See, I have called my name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah.
第一节第二节第一节是耶和华告诉摩西说看哪有大支派中我已提名招了乌利和儿子比撒勒乌利是库耶的儿子。
And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship.
我也以神的灵充满了他，使他有智慧，能理解，有知识，能做各样的工艺。
How's all this going to happen?
这个怎样能够出来发生呢？
God says, I've chosen Bezalel, and I've told him how to do it. I've told him what to do. He's going to design the whole thing.
所以神说呢，我选择了比撒勒，比撒勒呢，我告诉了他应该怎么做，应该怎么做的知识和工艺，他知道怎么样去做这所有的一切事情。
Verse 4, I've done it to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels, for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship.
第四节第五节第四节说呢能想出巧工用金银铜制造各物又能刻宝石可以镶嵌能雕刻木头能做各样的工艺。
How did this get built?
这个怎样建造起来了?
God gave to Bezalel amazing outstanding abilities in craftsmanship.
所以这个里面呢，神呢赐给这个比撒列呢一个，就是说是非常神奇的、杰出的那样的，可以去做那个手工艺、工艺的本事。
If you were Bezalel, you would be able to design, you would be able to draw, you would be able to sculpt in an amazing way.
所以呢，就是说，如果你是比色勒的话呢，你有能力去设计，你有能力去画图，你有能力去那个测量，你会有这样的一个非常神奇的能力。
So let's assume there were three men standing together.
所以我们假设呢，有三个人站在一起。
One was Michelangelo.
其一个呢是 Michelangelo.
Who is Michelangelo?
谁是 Michelangelo?
Well, he was probably the greatest sculptor that Italy ever had.
因为呢，他有可能是就是意大利呢，有史以来最有名的雕刻家。
So let's assume he's standing here.
我们假设他站在那里。
And beside him is a man by the name of Rembrandt.
所以呢，在他旁边站着一个人，那个人的名字 Rembrandt。
And Rembrandt was one of the most famous European painters that has ever lived.
Rembrandt 呢，就是说是欧洲有史以来活过的最有名的画家。
And beside him stood Bezalel.
旁边站着布萨勒。
So if you were Rembrandt or Michelangelo and Bezalel was standing beside you, what would you say?
如果你是 Rembrandt、Michelangelo， 那么说呢？比萨列站在旁边，你会说什么？
You'd say, "Excuse me, Bezalel, but could you please teach me something? I don't know anything compared to you."
因为你会说呢，比萨列，不好意思，你能不能教我？因为我对你，我跟你相比较起来，我什么都不知道。
Who's the most outstanding artist that ever lived? His name is Bezalel.
谁是呢？就是最有史以来活过的最有名的艺术家呢？他的名字叫比萨勒。
Is that the truth?
这是真理吗
？No，
不是。
Jesus.
Who is the more outstanding? It's Jesus.
那谁是最杰出的？是耶稣。
Jesus even designed the hummingbirds.
耶稣呢，甚至呢，他设计出来了蜂鸟。
And the roses.
还有那些玫瑰。
And the rhododendrons.
还有 rhododendrons.
Okay.But Bezalel was an outstanding man, and this tabernacle was built because God gave to Bezalel special abilities to do the job.
所以呢，就是比萨列呢是一个非常杰出的人，因为神呢赐给他特别的能力来建造帐幕去做这些工作。
And God says, "Now I know Bezalel, you can't do it all yourself." So verse 6, "And I, indeed, I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahizamak, of the tribe of Dan, and I have put wisdom in the hearts of all who are gifted artifacts, that they may make all that I have commanded you."
因为第六节神说呢，比萨列，我知道你一个人做不了这么多事儿。所以第六节说呢，神说看哪，我分派但支派中亚西撒莫的儿子亚和利亚伯与他同工，凡心里有智慧，我要使他更有智慧，他们能做我一切所吩咐的。
How was it built?
这个怎么建造的
？Bezalel was in charge.
所以呢，那个比萨列是管事的。
Aholiab helped him.
亚和利亚伯帮助他。
And how many others?
有多少家人呢？
God gifted many artisans that they may make all that I have commanded you.
神呢，就是赐给他们所有的智慧，这样他们能够做我一切所吩咐你的。
How many do you think that would have been?
你认为这个里面应该有多少人呢？
Answer, I believe there were probably hundreds of thousands of people, each doing his own little work.
因为我相信呢，大概有成百上千的人呢，每一个人呢都做他们那个微小的工作。
You'd walk by the city, or walk by Mount Sinai after they'd been there about 10 months, and you'd say, "What do these people do every day?"
因为你从那个西奈山下走过，在他们那里呢，就是他们在那里待10个月，你说这些人在这里干什么呢？
And the answer is, you've never seen so many artists in all your life.
你的答案是呢，你没有见到过，在你的身上从来没有见到过这么多的工匠。
They're making the big articles that we've talked about.
他们在这里呢，建造一个非常大的艺术品，我们刚才说到的。
And then they're making the little bowls and the little spoons that are used to ladle the materials from the bowls. How do you think those spoons looked?
他们就是说是啊，他们在那里建造那些小小的勺、小小的盆、小小座。你认为这些勺看起来像什么样子？
Most beautiful spoons you'd ever seen in your life.
你人生中从来没有见过的那么漂亮的勺子。
This is God's house.
神的房子。
And it wasn't put together cheaply, nor was it put together easily. God ordained it, and the servants, the multitude of the servants, did the work, and God helped each one do his job.
认为这些神的房子呢，它并不是看起来那么便宜，看起来那么简单。所以神呢，那有成百上千的工匠在那里，神呢赐给他们智慧去建造这样的房子。
How is the church being built today?
今天教会是怎么建造的呢？
Well, God's got a few big name people, as a matter of fact, who are doing much in the church today.
因为神呢有很多那些有名的人呢，就实际上呢，他们还有很多其他人都在做神的工作。
Do you think that Billy Graham was something like Bezalel?
你认为葛培米是不是有点像这个比萨勒？
I think so.
我认为是的。
And I think God specially enabled Billy Graham to do the work.
我认为神呢特别的给那个葛培米那样的能力去做神的工。
Did anybody help Billy Graham do the work?
有没有人在帮助那个葛培米去工作呢？
Yes.
有。
Everyone who prayed.
每一个为他祷告的。
Everyone who went to the meetings.
每一个去参加他的会议的。
Everyone that sang in the choir.
每一个在那个合唱队唱歌的。
Everyone that invited a friend.
所以每个人呢，请了朋友来的。
Thousands and thousands helped as Billy Graham did his great work.
成千成千的人在帮忙，当葛培米做他的服事的时候。
Probably when I was in my early 20s, one of the brethren in Vancouver said, I think we should preach the gospel to Vancouver.
因为大概在我20岁左右的时候呢，其中我的一个朋友说呢，我认为我们要去温哥华传福音。
So he invited a famous evangelist from the United States to come to Vancouver for some special meetings.
现在他邀请了，就是说是在美国的一个非常有名的传福音的来到温哥华传福音。
Jack Wurtson was his name.
Jack Wurtson 是他的名字。
And they decided we would hold the meetings in the I think it was the Queen Elizabeth Theater downtown.
原来他们决定呢，在那个市中心的那个伊丽莎白剧院举行这个布道会。
It was the biggest indoor theater that we had at the time, I believe. And so he said, we'll hold these meetings in the Queen Elizabeth Theater.
所以在我们那个时代呢，我认为那是在我们所有的，就是说是最大的一个剧院。我认为他说呢，我们在那里开这个会。
And they said, we're going to have a choir.
我们要有个合唱队。
And we'll have a choir that will sing in those meetings.
因为我们合唱队要在那些会议中间唱歌。
So they needed some volunteers for the choir.
因为那需要一些志愿者参加合唱队。
So I believe Norma and I both said we want to sing in the choir.
因为我相信 Norma 和我说呢，我们想要参加合唱队。
Well, frankly, that was a big deal for me.
但是说对我来说是一件大事。
I thought I get to sing in the Queen Elizabeth Theater.
因为我要在伊丽莎白剧院唱歌。
I get to sing in this great choir.
要在那个大的合唱队里唱。
The choir sounded good.
合唱队唱起来很好听。
And we all were part of it.
我们所有人都是中间的一部分。
That's the big deal part of it.
这是一个大事在中间。
The much smaller deal part of it is that we had a choir at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel when I was that age.
因为就是说比那个事情要小得多的是在我在那个年龄的时候呢，我们第16届也有个合唱队。
And I sang in that choir too.
我也在那个合唱队里唱。
Norma played the piano.
Norma 弹钢琴。
Okay.
Okay.
What happened?
发生什么？
In both cases, people came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. God was glorified.
在那两个场合，人们呢都认识了主耶稣基督为他的救主，神得了荣耀。
God was drawing people to himself.
神呢吸引人们来到他自己那里。
And I said, God, if you could do it once, you could do it again. And you could do it again. And you could do it again.
因为神说呢，如果您呢做一次，那您呢可以再做一次，再做一次，再做一次。
How did God draw the people to himself?
神呢是怎样吸引人们来到他自己那里呢？
He gifted them to play a part in his great work.
他们这个他们的那样的恩赐，在他伟大的工作里做一部分工作。
If you'd been there in that day, what would you have done?
如果你那一天你在那里，你会做什么？
You'd have said, I would have said, I'm not very much of an artist, but I can swing a hammer. And I would bang the gold out flat so that someone who's artistic could put it together properly. But at least I could do this.
因为我说我不是个很好的工匠，但是我可以拿锤子，把那个金子呢锤成薄片。锤成薄片以后呢，如果有些人那个工匠需要这个金子薄片的时候，说，哎，这里有。
And if you'd been there, you'd go down first thing Monday morning, wouldn't you? And you'd say, I'm here, give me a job, anything, I'll do anything, I want to be part of his work.
你说呢，这些事情我做，我想要做这些工作，我要成为这个建造物的一部分。
And Bezalel would look at me and say, don't worry, Harold, even somebody like you, I've got a job for you.
你比斯那时候还是你不要担心，就算像你这样的人呢，我也有工作给你做。
All right, well, that's again our story for today. May the Lord bless us, and may the Lord use us. He used Bezalel and Aholiab, and he can use us.
这是我们今天的这样的，就是说是故事，愿呢主呢使用我们，主呢他使用了伯萨勒，也是这个亚利亚哈，他可以使用我们。
Lord, I guess we want to thank you for caring enough to draw people to yourself.
主要我们感谢您呢，就是说是您呢，就是说要把我们所有的人呢都吸引来为你自己。
And since you're inviting us to yourself, Lord, we want to say, I'll come.
因为呢，您呢邀请我们自己来到您自己那里，我们会说呢，我们要来。
And we're even bold enough to say, Lord, not only will I come, but I'll help.
因为我们就是足够大的说主啊，就是说我不仅要来，我还要帮助。
So we give thanks, Lord. We look to you for blessing. We don't know what you're doing other than we believe you are building a great tabernacle right now for yourself, and we want to be part of it.
最主要就是说我们要感谢您，感谢您呢，就是说求您呢帮助我们，帮助我们就是说我们不知道您呢在做其他的什么事情，但是我们知道呢您在建造您的帐幕，我们说呢我们要成为这个帐幕的一部分。
And so we pray and give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在祷告感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.